All right, KX93.5, squeezing in a quick one with Pete Yorn because you're literally 16 minutes from having to play a set. I don't know if you know that. But how are you, man? Nice to see you.
Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to play a show today with my band.
Cool.
Probably the last one with the band for a while.
Yeah.
But like we haven't played together since December, I think, so I'm just going 0 to 60 today.
Did you rehearse before this?
We did two little rehearsals. I don't like to rehearse too long. I burn out. But yeah, we did two quickies, and now we're ready to play.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And today's probably a whirlwind because it's a festival. But is this a usual pre-show thing for you? Just kind of chill out as much as you can before you have to go on stage, or do down a couple 40s, or what's it like usually?
Yeah, it's always different. Today's pretty mellow. I just came down from Santa Monica, and I'll go home after the show.
Yeah.
And what am I not? You know, I'm watching football Sunday.
I saw that. Yeah, you're a Raiders fan. So last year and this year, the team's looking better than ever, aren't they?
Yeah, they're looking good last year, and then the quarterback broke his leg on Christmas Eve, and now he's back. He's an inspirational guy. His name's Derek Carr. And
yeah.
He's a great attitude, and I really like, kind of like am inspired by that. He's like he took it with such a good stride, no pun intended, when he broke his leg. But he was just a very positive guy, and yeah, this year I think we're going to be better than last year. So, fingers crossed.
Have you had moments like that, you know, where something seems to have really taken you out of the game, but you needed to power through it, kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, these kind of, you know, when you face adversity, you know, that's kind of, they say, your biggest teacher. And, you know, and everyone has different levels of adversity as they go through life. But I do find that, like, you know, things that you think are going to really fuck you up or throw you off or set you back, you kind of just, like, take it, stay in the moment, try and be positive and don't lose faith. And, yeah, you know, you get through it. And doing it that way, I feel like you end up learning something, and you also become inspirational for other people.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I think you're a good example of that because you've been making music now for 15 years or more, right? I mean, professionally. And you're of the singer-songwriter sort, which these days we see a lot more of. But when you first started, that wasn't quite as much of a thing. But now with YouTube and every way to get your music out. So are you seeing a lot of singer-songwriter types, you know, acoustic guitarists especially, that are inspired by you and say, you know, Pete, thanks for blazing the way, kind of thing?
You know, I see a lot of great artists now. I did back, you know, I don't know, when I first started out. And I will say, when I first started, like, there were so many people who were like, dude, you should have a band name. Go with a band name, whatever. It's so hard to do your thing. And I was like, you know, I just felt like Pete Yorn just did it. Wasn't it like an ego thing? It was just like naturally how it kind of came about. And I was lucky to have any success. I'm still lucky to be, you know, playing music still, you know, so. But yeah, there's tons of great artists, and some people, like, you know, sometimes it's fun for me to hide behind. I've had like side projects where I have bands and stuff like that, and I feel like I could kind of be a different person within that, you know. So
yeah. Cool. Well, I know you've done a few festivals. You did Coachella just last year, and now this one. So do you like the typical festival thing, or are you just get in and out and don't really mess with it?
It depends. A lot of times I'm on tour, so we just kind of like get there that morning and have to get to the next show. And you know, I, you know, I'm kind of hit or miss. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm like, I'm cool, I just want to play the show and leave. And other times there's bands like, I really want to see Tom Petty, but I'm probably not going to hang that late,
yeah,
you know? Cause I got to drive back, and I'm an old timer now.
In your 40s, Pete.
I don't get out much, you know. I don't get home. My wife woke up, my little baby, she's 2, but she woke up on the one day I'm like leaving for the day. She's like sick, so I was like, get back and help my wife,
yeah,
too. But you know, these festivals are cool because it brings a lot of different bands together, and people seem to have a good time. So
yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, you're minutes away from performing, so we'll let you go do that. But Pete Yorn, Kaboo Festival in Del Mar, we really love the new single, and we're excited to see what else comes out from you soon. So thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. Thank you.
Cool. Right on.